Broadcasting from the confines of an abandoned radio station in the secluded apartment building of high strangeness from the foothills of the Colorado Rockies, it's time for full disclosure of the topics they told us were off limits. Happy New Year. Happy 2022. Oh, no. Did I already mess it up by messing it up? Hope not. I'm Connie Willis, and this is Coast to Coast AM. Tonight, emotions and respect in 2022. Time now to turn off the lights and join me for another interesting evening of conversation, much needed education in the new year, and the chance that we might get a little closer to the truth of what lurks amongst us in the here and now and what is beyond. I'm Connie Willis, and this is Coast to Coast AM. And you're listening to Coast AM. Connie Willis here. Happy New Year. How many times have you said that already today? And how many more times do you think you're going to say it? And when is the exact time to stop saying it? Some people have a debate on that one. And at least right now, I can still do it. And I'm good to go. And you're good to go. So thank you, by the way, for all the tweets and the emails and all the other ways that you can get a hold of me on social media and emails and all the other things that are out there that I don't know the name for. But thank you for just wishing me a Happy New Year, Christmas as well last week, and for all the really, really nice emails that you guys have sent from my Yorkie, my best friend of all, Penny Girl, passing away on Christmas Eve. She picked a good day, right? That's what a lot of people said. She picked a good day. She did. She'll be remembered on that day forever now. And yeah, so thank you so much for continuing to do that. I really appreciate that. And it's, you know, we all relate to that, don't we? Our pets and how special they are. And when people don't understand that, they probably just don't have a pet, or they weren't very close to one. Maybe somebody else in the family took care of the pet, because usually they hang on to one of you, right? You know, and if it's you, you know, you totally get it. So thank you for all that. I appreciate your all sentiments for sure. Well, if you want to find me, those of you that haven't written me or want to say Happy New Year in a certain way, you can do that at ConnieWillis.com. That's where you can find me, ConnieWillis.com. I do my own personal shows as well. Blue Rock Talk is one of them, with Project Creepy Hotspots, where we go live virtually investigating Bigfoot, Dogman, strange lights, and hauntings. In fact, this month we're doing Paranormal Pete in a haunted place. And last month we went Bigfooting with someone we call Executive Tom, and it's fun, and it's Bigfoot Friday and Far Out Thursday, and just a community, and it's a paid membership. We don't have the haters in there. We're real. We're not 101. We're deep into research, and it is expeditions and interviews and a community, and it's fun. It's not a podcast. It's not a $9.99 thing. However, I am going to tell you this. I am going to put it on sale right now for 50%. I've got it on sale right now for 50%, just for right now, the first 100 people. So those of you that say, I can't afford that show, it's a research show, you guys. So that's where the money goes to, is making this happen, and gear and all the other things that go on. It's not just a, you know, little podcast thing happening. It's not just an interview from a studio. But right now, 50% off for the first 100 people. And all you have to do, you can just go there to see it. It's for the live and the archives work that I do. And it is, just go to ConnieWillis.com and you'll see it at the top. And it'll say, hit here. And that's all you have to do is hit there. Boom. It'll take you right to it for monthly or yearly. And it's forever. So jump on it. I'm telling you, I probably won't do that again. So that's for the Happy New Year and the Happy 2022. Also do a show, Connie After Dark. And just all sorts of fun things. And I hope that you guys will join. It's special stuff. From there, we usually do a Where's Willis and talk to George Norrie, which is always fun. We have to plan some more of those for this year. I love doing that with him. He's so fun. I love when he says, Where's Willis? So our first guest that we have tonight, I think you're going to like this, because we're preparing everybody for 2022. This is what I thought. How can we go into 2022 when I was given this date, you know? This is a special day to be able to be on Coast to Coast. It's starting it out, right? You know, I mean, last night, yes, absolutely, of course, that was happening, but we're still on it. So we're still on the new day and the new year. So I thought, what do we do to get ready for 2022? Well, later on, and how can we incorporate it in a lot of the things that we do too? And one of them is a forest friend story. That's later in the show. And that's going to be with, it's about respect in 2022 with the forest people. So hang in for that one for sure. But first of all, we're going to do something where a lot of people talk about it as consciousness and getting into life and living and emotions leading you. Now, emotions and feelings leading you? Huh. You know, there's a lot of people that have a problem with that. In fact, there are people that pay therapists a lot of money to hear, don't trust your feelings. Don't go by your feelings. I've heard that a lot. And it was great to meet Kristen Gillespie. This is our next guest. She's a writer, a director, a producer, and she, the more I look at her information or talk with her, the more I learn about her. She and I have realized that we're a lot alike in so many ways as well. We started out as investigative reporters at actual news stations, right? Kind of thing. She was actually doing it. I was interning, and that's when I realized I can't do this. this is it. The sky is falling all the time. I can't do this. I got to get to investigate other cooler, neater, funner, you know, more futuristic and something deeper kind of thing. And boy, did she do that as well. She's producer, writer, and director as well of the Deconstructing Sentience. It's a documentary that you guys can go check out. We'll make sure we give you the link. You can go to her website and you can see that as well as a few more. She dreams of a more integrated, compassionate humanity and also hopes that the film helps to elevate. Now I'm reading this, you can tell, because you guys, this goes deep, but not really. It can go deep to some people, but it's really not that deep. It's really common sense and right, just do it kind of thing that we do naturally. So, you know what, forget the bio, bring her on. It's Kristen Gillespie, first time ever on Coast to Coast. And Kristen, you and I, we had a great conversation, of course. We could have talked forever, and I'm sure we will even more in the future. And of course, we got tonight. But thank you for being here. Welcome to Coast to Coast. And I'm going to allow you to give more of your background before we go into the deepness of sentience and what that is. But first of all, give us more of a background with you.
Oh, thank you so much, Connie. It's a true privilege and honor to be on Coast with you on this very special New Year's
Day. Yay!
I'm super excited about the energies of 2022, which we're going to get into. But I just wanted to offer my empathies and deepest sympathies to you for your recent loss of dear Penny Girl. I know how painful it is to lose a blessed pet. There are sentient mm-hmm. beings. They teach us so much about the mm-hmm. sacred value of life.
Yes.
And how to love.
Without holding back at all. Yeah.
Without holding back. Their unconditional love and embodiments of the present moment incarnate. So. Yeah. Yes, I just wanted to say that first and foremost.
No, thank you. Yes.
Moving through so much grief, and it's a really difficult one.
It is, and I appreciate that. And that's exactly how I feel about it. The love, and then in the now. Those are so important to live, I think.
They really are. And those are two attributes that I believe this exquisite intelligence that I call sentience embodies or encompasses or stands for. It's such a loaded word. And it's somewhat obscure, right? But I believe it truly does describe the human condition, which is essentially, as humans incarnate here in the physical earth plane, we are the interface between universal consciousness, psychic intuition, and human emotion, which is such a hot commodity in the cosmos. And it's a primordial superpower. When you learn how to harness the creational properties of sentience to co-create a heaven on earth scenario for yourself, right? And this is a message of hope I want to deliver today. It's just the power of emotion that is available and accessible to everybody right here, right now. And I come at this word from a really dark place, Connie. My background is a quite extreme battle with acute alcoholism. I was really stuck in the self-destruct loop of addiction, which I understand today is actually a form of demonic possession. And the addiction webbing here on the earth plane is really strong, and it nearly pulled me under. It nearly took my life. And after a series of near-death experiences, I was able to finally make my way to embracing the sacred value of sentient life and to stop going to such extremes to escape my emotions. So I realized that addiction is a spectrum. It's a continuum that we are all on to some degree. Obviously, we think of addiction and we might think of a heroin addict on the side of the road sleeping rough. But it's not just that. It can also be process addictions or behavior addictions. We can be addicted to bad relationships. We can be addicted to exercise. I mean, we can be addicted to anything. And it serves as a temptation or a distraction, and I think a tool used by the false matrix that really takes us away from our own inner divinity and our true selves. And the more that we can close the gap between our human selves and our higher selves, we can actually access that divinity within, and we can embody the Christed light that we truly are and start to access those higher states of sentience that we all really want to experience in life by embracing the intrinsic value of the negative charge.
You know what? I would like to get back into my addiction of exercise just a little bit more, you know, just a variance of it, just a little bit of it. And I will. But yeah, that was all very nicely said. Can you repeat that again, please? No, I'm just kidding you. You guys, when we met on the phone, I was watching, as you know, the documentary, and I've gone through, you know, some tough things in the last couple of weeks, and I start watching her documentary, I'm like, oh no, alcoholism. Oh, this is going to be a downer. But then, then it wasn't. It was incredible, you know, because I was watching. She's being shows her as being a news reporter. I'm like, oh man, poor thing. She did what I'm doing. Look at her. She sounds like me. She looks like me. And then the alcoholism thing came. But she actually even mentions in the documentary that, you know, this is really not what this is about. This is just how I got here. And just like she said earlier, and it was just after that, bam, it just exploded into what happened in your life as well. Right. It just went boom. And you had all these great people along the way that were giving all these ideas and their theories and their experiences that were so profound. I was watching and thought, oh, you know, what can I ask her? I've got like a catalog of things just from the first 30 minutes of the 3-hour documentary that I was watching. So, Kristen, as you know, it was just full of just profoundness. And one of the things that I love the most, I don't know if I can say that either, but is the fact that you go head on with emotion, which is something that people are so afraid to not only feel and allow, but then to guide them. And then, you know, you got to get into, once that happens, you also got to get into the discernment of it, to make sure you're not coming out of the perspective of fear, but love.
Oh, I love that you just said that there, because every single emotion, especially the negative emotions, or so-called negative, right? Mm-hmm. They all have a function. And fear, yes, especially, shows us where we're still separating from source. And I think that's really important differentiation to make. When we look at the value of every single emotion on the spectrum, I want to get into the idea that emotion really is accessing intelligence through feeling, not thinking.
And that's, wait a minute, say that again. That's pretty good. Say that again.
Yeah, our emotion is truly accessing intelligence through feeling, not thinking.
Yeah, like that.
That's
I like
right.
that. I think so, that's what makes us different as humans.
That's right. And it's the experience of frequency, because we know that emotion is energy in motion, and that we are energetic avatars, transmitters and receivers of information, which I call the language of the light. It's a data stream that is continuously coming down from the cosmos, from our spirit guides, and it's our direct channel to spirit. It's our way of communicating through the veil, if you will. And that's the primordial power of sentience, right? And understanding that there is an intrinsic value to every single charge, as I mentioned before, and that we've become a prejudiced society that only wants to experience the so-called positive emotions, leaving out the negative stuff. But actually, that's where the richness is. That's where we get to learn and grow and gain deeper understanding of ourselves, right? We get to access who we really are beneath the programming and all of the imprints, if you will, to get down to our divine blueprint.
And you know what's special about that too is, okay, I'm gonna give you an example that you're gonna understand for sure in your broadcast background in this too. So I was at a radio station in Orlando, K92 FM. They carry us at WDBO. I'm believing still with Coast to Coast here. That would be the affiliate here, I would think. But when I was there, I remember one of the best consultants ever in the world. I'm telling you, Rusty Walker was fantastic. And he was the guy, he was talking about, they were doing this air check session with me. That's where they listen to your tape of your shows that you've recently done and put you on the spot and tell you what's good and what's not, kind of thing. And they had said at one point, it was my program director and the consultant that they paid for, that would come in, and they said, okay, now every break needs to be a 10, right? Okay, so we're the top station, right? We're huge. We're just, you know, bringing in the dough. We're doing great. Our numbers are way higher than anybody else. And they're like, you know, talking about breaks being a 10 all the time. Now, at the same time that this is happening, I'm taking improv classes and at a place where Wayne Brady graduated from, right? So this was a great improv school and university as well. SAC University out of Orlando, and they teach us, of course you always want to be funny, but if you don't have a couple twos and threes and fours, you're not going to have that 10. If you have tens across the board, nobody's going to know that there's any, you know, at one point it levels out, and then you got to go 11, 12, 15, you know, 18, you got to keep climbing. So you got to have those lower ones to know what you got to have twos and threes to know what a 10 is, just like what you're saying with, hey, love and joy and laughter is great. But if you don't have anger and sadness and the other things, you don't, you know, you're not getting the full spectrum. And the fulfillment of all of those across the board. And sometimes, you know, in life, I guess people even get meds to keep them all the way across the board, and you're just missing out on so much.
That's so true, Connie. I love that you said that as well, because anger is an ally and fear is a friend, right? So our sadness can lead to beautiful art. Our anger can lead to healthy boundaries. Feeling lost can lead to a deeper sense of direction or clarity. So all of these feelings have a function, and it's really important that we understand that feeling is healing. So we're all on a quest for a sort of consistent happiness, but we forget that it's actually about integrating the sadness and integrating, say, our angry self or our shameful self or our guilty self, that leads us to that sustainable sense of contentment. And you've got the lower vibrational spectrum emotions. I think of emotions as kind of states of consciousness, and it's on a scale or a ladder, if you will. So the lowest would probably be something like helplessness, hopelessness, insecurities, right? And then you can move your way up the vibrational ladder from there. Anger implies more of a sense of self-worth. That's going up a little bit. Then you get into the higher realms. And it's not exactly like ecstatic bliss all the time. I believe that the true highest states of sentience are virtues like unconditional love, acceptance, forgiveness, gratitude, compassion, empathy, humility. Those are the highest vibrations, and they have a peaceful element to them, and they are sustainable. And it's really important that we understand that we've got to clear the trauma fields and get ourselves out of that trauma trance so that we can face into our fears. Otherwise, we do fall prey to the mind fields, which are controlled and manipulated easily. They fall prey to polarization, mental illness, and all those false matrix constructs that we want to get away from.
Christian Gillespie is who we are talking to, and it is 2022. Welcome, and thank you for being here. Connie Willis, you're listening to Coast AM. More to come. Welcome back. Happy New Year to Coast AM. Connie Willis here. We are talking with Christian Gillespie, and she is writer, director, producer of Deconstructing Sentient series. There's two of them out there. Christian, can you tell us more about those?
Yes, of course, Connie. It's a sequel series. So the first film really goes from addiction through programming, how important it is to deprogram and overcome our ancestral patterns, do the shadow work, so that we activate our DNA light body template and move from two-strand DNA activated beings of light to 12-strand creator avatars. And we can move past all those addiction fields and the addiction webbing and the self-destruct loop by really embracing the full spectrum of our feelings, as I think I've hammered home. And we go through nihilism, where science and spirituality collide, and I think sentience is a really beautiful bridge between the two. We look at a lot of the new science coming out from HeartMath Institute and other research engines that are just breaking the boundaries there of consciousness and starting to really reveal some very interesting things that are confirming what a lot of gifted channels are saying. And also pioneers of consciousness. And as you mentioned before, I was blessed to have a really wide spectrum of amazing experts featured in the films to really help us understand how to harness this superpower I call sentience. And then we move into mass meditation and how truly if you heal yourself, you can heal the world and you can heal the cosmos. And the second film really goes off from there. We look at fighting the death urge, karmic retribution, which are all themes of 2022, by the way, and really how to decode light language, how to harness the power of synchronicity and psionic activation. And then what are timelines? What are dimensions? How can we ascend through the feeling realm to access our higher states of sentience, and our feelings are portals to those other dimensions and really a gateway to galactic citizenship. And then we look at God consciousness and the event, right? We all hear about, you know, is there going to be some kind of Sambartica fire style solar flash going on? And my research really uncovered that the event is you. And it's an individual process. But the more that you can climb that vibrational ladder and ask yourself, what am I feeding the field? Am I adding to humanity or am I taking away from? The more that then humanity ascends, because we're all in this together at the end of the day, Connie.
We are. We're like aspen trees. We are all connected. I didn't know that till I had been up in the Rockies about aspen trees. They're all connected in the roots. Now, you know, a lot of people, when they hear this, it can just go boom, boom, right over their heads. And other people, they're just right on going, all right, rock on, right? So we've kind of got that. So let's get in a little deeper so that we can jump into pulling the people that are going, I don't know. I think I'll wait till another couple hours and listen again. But so let's get in a little deeper. So first of all, sentience. What is sentience?
Great question. Yeah. I break it down into six categories to try to make it more understandable, because I tell you what, we could go on and on forever about you know, the human condition.
Yes.
But first and foremost, I have uncovered that sentience is the primary mechanism through which Source or God experiences itself. So it's kind of like the animating principle of our essence. And as we're on the earth plane, we experience all of the sort of vibrational ranges. So this can range from demonic to angelic, and it's up to us to optimize our free will and choose how we personally express our own unique gift of sentience. Moving on from that, it does govern the 50 trillion cells that make us human beings operate in coherence, right? So it's this exquisite life force that literally governs our breath, makes our heart beat. All these activities we don't even have to think about. It just happens for us. The second category is our ability to feel, which I think I've touched on quite a lot, but just how important it is to do the shadow work so that you use your feelings to access those higher states of sentience that take you to self-mastery and self-actualization. Third is our capacity to somatically sense. I first came across the word in psychic circles. Clairsentience is one of the clairs, if you will. You've got clairvoyance, clairaudience, claircognizance. And clairsentience is probably one of the more undervalued ones, but it actually really refers to our gut feeling, right? And it was the most powerful and original sensory system. So this is spanning beyond the traditional five senses. And I think it's related to super coherence, really, because we can transcend chaos into order through these psychic senses. And the heart is really where intuition and our interdimensional consciousness interfaces with our humanness. And I think this is where all of this activity occurs. So sentience really does refer to all of this unseen but ever-present energetic forces at play in our holographic realities. And it is our direct connection to the spirit realm. And that's how we get this guidance going on. It's a guidance system. So the fourth agent, if you will, of sentience is sensitivity. It's an evolutionary agent of sensitivity. And this is really how we learn how to hone in our use of consciousness, in really channeling our consciousness and learning how to harness this exquisite power in the most optimum ways is absolutely an art. And the feeling dimension is how we learn how to do that. So this is really when we start to leverage the full spectrum of our own divine capacities and we step into our own sovereign creatorship status. The fifth sort of agent or topic that really I think sentience encompasses is the fact that it's an alchemical process. So feeling is chemical. It's translated via the endocrine system, via glandular excretions, right? And this is what we're here to do, Connie, is to literally turn like the lead of egoic consciousness into the gold of cosmic Christed consciousness. This is like referring to the Eros Gamos alchemical marriage of the divine masculine and divine feminine. We have to understand that we create through our thoughts and our feelings and our belief systems. And thoughts are electric, they're masculine. Feelings are, and emotions are magnetic, and they're more feminine. And we each have our own unique divine ratio of this hero-gamic union. So we're here to really use our sentience as the interplay and the portal to super consciousness, right? And then this gets into this beautiful realm of sacred geometry, which is the final category here. And I think that underpins what it is that we are experiencing on the earth plane. So I sort of describe divine architecture as the interface of sonic vibration, which is sound, our electromagnetic grid, which is our auric field, and photonic light, right, which is all this information coming from the cosmos that gives rise to physical form. So this gets into the manifestation and the creational properties of sentience and how if we create from a coherent geometrical space, then we are able to really harness and hone in on these creational aspects and create paradise here on Earth. And that's the message I want to lead into again is like we are all capable of creating heaven on Earth, right? And if we just understand how to remove all these imprints and overlays and the inversion grids of the false matrix and the conditioned filters, we can get to the divine essence of who we really are, our true sentient beingness. And that's the blueprint of our souls, right? So we're the override frequency to all these distractions and temptations. And the sentience is the superpower or the channel and how we get to do that. Does that sum it up for you somewhat well?
Yeah. Again, say that again real fast three times. So I know that. Good job. No, that's great. You know, there's so much, like you said, we can talk for hours on this. One of the things that I do is I like when I go out on my adventures and expeditions and things like that, to see the strange lights, to experience the things that were not, that are not supposed to exist. When you actually see them for yourself, whether it's a glimpse, it's one thing to even feel it as well, or be around it, or even know that you were close to it. But when you actually see these things that we talk about, and you get that privilege as well to do it, your life changes instantly, and you realize how insignificant you are to the universe, to God, to everything. All of a sudden, all the things that you have hang-ups about, attachments on, they will go away. This is my experience, and I believe a lot of people's experiences when they go out into the woods, they look up in the sky, just different things happen to them. They're out in, whether it's hauntings and seeing a spirit or something like that. Now, I'm going in a physical way right now with this, and when you see these things, it just changes your life. It's mind-boggling. You let things go. You also let other things in. Your mind stretches, but you, bottom line to me, you start finding out who you are. We find out who we are as well as to each other, as humans, to the universe, to God. And you're also doing the same kind of work. It's the same type of thing. It's learning who we are. And a lot of times what people want to do is, I don't know why the world does this, but it does. And back me up on this, because you'll probably pull the wordings out better than me. But people want to have us stop thinking, stop feeling. They don't feel, don't feel. I don't get that, because that is a compass. Again, you got to make sure you got the discernment, making sure it's not coming from fear and using that so that you can hold on to it and not deal with feelings, because nobody wants to. We're taught, don't deal with anything negative. Here's a pill for that, or here's this for that. But feelings are real, and they mean something, and we not need to jump into it. And another thing is, love is big for me, but love, it's all in the now. And I think it was one of your guests. I think it was the Daryl Anka, who I just thought was incredible. I think it was him. So I hope I'm not wrong, but he was saying, love in the now, be in the now. And, if you go in the past, it's sad. It can be sad. If you go in the future, he's got it called nexting. You're nexting. And he's like, stop nexting. Because if you keep nexting, the day, the second you're on your deathbed, those last seconds, you're going to be wanting to live in the now and not the nexting. And it was a constant teaching of live in the now, not in the future, not in the past, now. And it is the present, right? That's why it's called the present. It's the gift of now. Any thoughts with that?
Loads of thoughts. I love the word love, but it can be so loaded for so many people. So to move into the present moment, which as you mentioned just now, is a true gift, is the key. And what's interesting with this is that you don't really have to lift a finger, Connie, to be able to access this exquisite intelligence and use this power to your advantage straight away. It's a frequency shift. It can happen immediately. We know spontaneous healings are available and accessible, and I believe that miracles are the norm, not the exception to the rule, right? So I just want to make that clear, because I think we are programmed to disempower ourselves, and it's really easy to fall into this idea that feelings don't matter. And you're right, just take a pill, numb yourself out, and that's the way to deal with all of this stuff that feels bad. But actually, interestingly enough, the only way out is through. And that's the really interesting thing, because I think in the beginning of this interview, you did really wisely boil it down to fear versus love. And what I find is that sometimes in order to make a love-based decision rather than a fear-based decision, we actually do have to move through the fear fields. We have to navigate through uncertainty, right? We don't get the luxury of knowing what's going to happen all the time. And that's part of why we're here. But we don't like that as humans.
The unknown.
Towards what's familiar, towards what feels safe. And comfort is a real enemy of change, right? And change requires awareness. So the more that we can bring our awareness to the situation, the omnipresence, the experiencer of the experience, and own ourselves as dream weavers, right? We become the observer of the awareness, and that really empowers us to a whole new level of understanding, what I like to call inner standing, right? And knowing of thyself. I think that's really, really important. And that way, we can truly, truly thrive in life and be the ascended masters that we originally incarnated here to be.
Well, you know, it's fun to watch it unfold. I mean, there's times it's tough to watch it unfold or to allow it to unfold. But in the unfolding, it's you know, that's the creation. That's watching it happen. And hey, you know, hey, we're on Coast to Coast here. Our audience and all of us, we like that twilight zone. What's next, right? We like that mystery of what's coming. But it can be tough through the tough times. And through the good times, though, holy cow, it's incredible.
Well, it can. And I also wanted to just briefly touch on Daryl Anka, who does channel the Shar. He's amazing. And he always talks about following your joy and how your passion is the language of your higher self. And we're afraid to do that. And mostly I find that as humans, we're afraid of our own success even more than we're afraid of failure, which is a really interesting piece there. But
it
if you put it all together, I just want to really reemphasize this idea that sentience is truly like an interdimensional guidance system. So it's a biochemical feedback loop that allows us to send and receive signals non-locally beyond the limitations of space-time, and beyond our own self-induced limitations or self-limiting beliefs, by the way, so that we can really access and communicate with the multiverse around us and the universe inside us. So we're conduits between all of these realms. It's a privileged place to be, and that's why the sacred gift of life is so important to honor and cherish, especially as we walk into 2022.
Ah, beautifully said. Kristen Gillespie, that's who we're talking with tonight. We got another hour with her. We can take your questions as well for you if you got any questions for her. But she's discussing how we can go from chaos to coherence in the new year. And we'll ask her more detailed questions, get those answers of what do we do? What exactly do we do in 22 to make this the best year ever? 2022, it's here. Wow. Happy New Year. Connie Willis with you. You're listening to Coast AM.